Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Jethro Smith. I know you're ready, and we are, too. It's Wednesday night. Call 773-897-6461. Oh, you already did. There's a bunch of you waiting because Psychics Gone Wild is on live tonight. Here we are, Jethro Smith and Melinda. No, not Melinda. Melissa Berman, you guys, keep up with the show. The wonderful, phenomenal one is here tonight. Get ready to have that fun readings. I am going to shake it up a little bit because we're having a little bit with the chat room. We have a lot of friends coming in. The room is real high. We're going to play a different little bit of beat tonight. What Do We Mean to Each Other by Mendez. Take a few minutes, relax. I've got Melissa on the line. She's here in California. I'm here in Tampa, and we're going to rock the waves. We've hurt you enough, but we mean to each other is we're going to get ready with the show. You guys have been patient, and it worked. We have a blessing. We have the whole excitement of getting this going. I got to tell you, it's Wednesday, and you know who's here. Melissa Berman, the internationally recognized intuitive spiritual coach, including channeling and pendulum work, candle reading, just rocks the world. Hey, Melissa, how you doing?
Hey, Jethro, how's it going? Hi, everybody. Good evening. I got stuck in the President Obama traffic today after teaching some kids in the school in Hancock Park near where he's going to be. I had no problem with traffic getting over there. I get out of school thinking, I'm going to get out early. I'm going to come back to my place and chill out and all this stuff. Two hours later, I finally got here. I was cutting through towns. I didn't even know we're still here in L.A. And, you know, that was just a joyful thing. And people not driving well. Some people were really nice. Some people, because they are entitled, you do know that about some of the L.A. drivers. They are entitled. They are entitled. And I'm being so sarcastic. And they just stopped traffic midway because you can't turn anywhere. And they're on their cell phones and they're texting. And they have long nails or they have the head did. And they're sitting there in their, you know, fancy cars just honking and going, you M-F-A, you know. And they're all looking at us like, we're allowed to be here. You're not. You know, it was such a mess. I've never seen anything like it. I only heard about it on the radio, and then, of course, I get stuck in it not realizing that this was going on today for a fundraiser. Let's raise some money for everybody. What is the deal with fundraising if we can't make this economy better? Don't get me started. I will not start, I promise. I was ranting and raving in my car. I thought I better not go too political tonight because that would not be helpful. Anyway, but I'm really glad to be here now.
Like, and we love you. And it's so intense to be there. And those of you tuned in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. I was going to tease you guys about promoting, but we don't have to. There's so many of you on the line waiting to have that wonderful reading with Jethro and Melissa. I do need to let you know that the way we do this and the way that's most fun is that I will call out your area code, and then you will be able to give us the subject of the area. I don't mind if you do the old school with it, but just know that if you give me just general, then I'll generally give you, okay, this is the week you went out and bought a loaf of bread. We love the fact I'm teasing you, but we've got to have fun. Those of you tuning in know this is Psyche's Gone Wild, and that's what we are. Get yourselves a piece of paper, sit down, or get a hold of something. Start writing out a little bit of ideas you've got. Then get a hold of us at psychesgonewild.com and let us know. We've got a lot of emails tonight. We've got a lot of free reading. We have an hour to do
tonight?
It.
Because you had said we wanted to just kind of move in that direction a little bit. So what are we chatting and chewing about? Chat and chew, baby.
Using our abilities to find missing people is what we've got. We spun the wheel, and they said, Melissa and Jethro get this on Wednesdays. Tune in the 20th. We will have a phenomenal astrologer. Ray has agreed to come on, you guys. Those of you that know of his work, I will be speaking about him a little bit later. He's going to be here with me, Melissa. We're bringing you the best of the best. Tonight, we're here, and we're working with the fact of missing persons. We start out a little bit here, and I have a person writing me, I love Jan. I can't help it. I want to know what's going on Facebook. Tell her that Melissa Berman is the best. And I'm writing back, and I did let you know in Piantanoa that you guys can write to us, and I laugh so much that you sent this in. I don't know if you wanted me to pass the note to the girls, but they're both usually on this show. Call 773-897-641. I invited you to come in tonight and meet Melissa. I'm looking for your number. If you do come up, I will pick you over some others who've waited that have been on quite a few times or listened in. We love that. Remember, we do encourage if you've had a reading in the last week or two from us, give us a little break. Don't keep calling going, I got to know, because what will happen is we got to wait you, because we don't want to continually keep going up to the higher energy and going, hey, you know, can we get those mint cookies? Because pretty soon he's going, no. So those of you tuning in, this is Jethro and Melissa, and we're going to start this out with some really intenseness. My name is Darianne, and I must write to you in Psyche's Gone Wild and ask you, I don't know if this is real or not. My friend keeps telling me that they were left at the hospital and that something happened, and they feel that they were not actually with the right people. We joked about this when we were children. I am writing to you now because I'm in my 20s. This was a funny thing. Now, recently, my friend has discovered at the university that we go to that this could be possible. Due to some other situations, her mother has let her know that she's never been naturally pregnant. Am I wondering the wrong thing, or is she one of the children that maybe was adopted? Melissa and Jethro, I'm writing you. I know this is very difficult. She didn't want to put her picture on this to show Jethro, but I am letting you know. Does this sound feasible, or is she blowing smoke up my you-know-what? We're going to start it out.
And the spaghetti will be served at 9. Wow. Okay, yeah, I mean, this is definitely, this is very sad. First of all, this is sad. This is not anything to make light of. There are people that have been switched at birth, people that have been stolen when they're born. So I think that this is something that needs to be investigated. And it has to be done systematically. It can't be haphazard, and it can't be, like, panicked, and it can't be anything other than with the most highest integrity and intention to find out the truth here. And for a mom not to share with a kid, and the kid is now finding this out, this is higher guidance. This is higher intervention. The kid may not have been able to deal with it at any other time, but now old enough to understand and experience and mature, be mature enough. But the word that's coming through is investigation.
Ooh, very intense, and I agree right with Melissa, and I got to tell you, keep us in track, because I feel the same way. Yeah, I'm getting a really intensity here. Peter from Marquianne is writing us, I have been looking for 4 months to find my ex-girlfriend. She said that she was going to leave me, and then she actually did. She told other friends that she was going to be going somewhere else and dating. I must admit, I did check on this and to find out to no avail. There's no one there, no address, nothing. I realized that the person may have told me this to bother me and maybe think that I was checking. Then I went to her parents who discovered that she also has left no address. Am I wrong in wondering, should I stay out of this or should I help? I'm not a stalker, but I would like to know that my ex-girlfriend is okay. What do you think?
Well, stalking is the first thing that came through, and it feels like she's just gone undercover because she did feel a little bit caged. She just felt caged in, and this is no criticism of anyone. This is just the guidance as it comes through. She felt caged, put upon. She didn't feel love for who she was, and she's just gone undercover. And the parents may be covering for her. You have to keep that in mind because the relationship was not as ordained as maybe you are thinking, and you just need to chill. Don't follow up on it.
We both got it, and we're getting it. And Peter, I got to warn you, I can tell you from memory how to write a stalking order, and it's not that hard, and it should be put there. Because first of all, if her family did feel there was something there, they would be handling that. Second of all, when someone tells you it's done, leave it alone. Don't go back and open the door. There's not a relationship I ever know that it's like a supermarket. The door keeps spinning. Let it go. Leave it alone. Because I do feel you tried to get us to do that, and I'm going to write you a little bit of a private thing I'm not going to put over the air, but don't try to get psychic. Gone wild to get into these kind of affairs when we do feel it that way, because what I feel is you're trying to get me to go find her. I think I agree with Melissa, and I'm glad she's a little bit hiding. You know, never try to mess with the psychic, and I feel you did tonight. Going on with the other people we have here tonight, we have a phenomenal lady here that's wrote us. Carol Carey has wrote in, and from Maine, she's writing, I am from Perth in Western Australia and have traveled to Maine to find my birth mother. I have very little info as my handy over to my adoptive parents was done in an unusual fashion. I do not have the name of my birth mother, only that she was young, scared, petite, and strawberry blonde hair, and worked in an electronics or computer company. She gave birth under my adoptive mother's name, therefore I have no name to go by. I know she lived around the Boston area and may not have moved. I need a focus of an area, subject, place, maybe a name. I've traveled far on a wing and a prayer and am trying to combine my intuition, synchronicities, and help from others to guide my quest. I'm in Peabody, Maine for the next week before I move on to continue my search. I'm online friend of Jan Drake Bakke. I love her, and she suggested I call him, but I thought this would be a good introduction and set the context of my situation. I have taken out financial loans and have booked to leave in 2 months. This is a serious search that I must do. Please help me if you can. Many thanks, Carol Carey.
And Carol has no leads on this. This is just cold. This is like a cold turkey thing. Or cold, not turkey, cold whatever. She's just doing it cold without any kind of got leads. Is that correct? Am I correct in that?
Yes, and I did write Carol back and let her know, those of you tuning in, that this is Psyche's Gone Wild with Jethro Smith and Melissa Berman, and we're helping this individual. I need to sometimes have something personal, especially a photo, so I can read the aura. I was hoping that we could get that with her so that me and Melissa could both look at them on emails. Melissa doesn't do Facebook, so you guys know, if you ever look in there, and all of you fans that love her, that's me and her face, her stuff, but I put it on for her because Melissa is working a job, and I want to make sure Melissa's on there because she's phenomenal. Those of you tuning in, we're helping with Carol. And Carol, I'm picking up a little bit. I did wish we'd gotten in. At the time we went to press, you hadn't sent me a picture. You'd said maybe Facebook. I do know. Sometimes just grab a phone and take a recent picture of you, just a recent one, just so we can read that aura, because your parenting line, and especially maternal's on your right side, will be able to pick up stuff. I feel that your mother is there in some of the area still. I feel that she's up in the East Coast. Melissa, help me here, because I can feel your guidance.
I'm very sad to say that I don't feel that the mother wants her to find her. I don't feel that the mother is ready, and I don't feel, I'm so sorry. I mean, I wrote it down, and I'm crossing it out, and I'm like tuning in some more, and right now, because the homework wasn't done, and it's great to have intuition, and it's great to go on a wish and a prayer, but when you're dealing with a person that had to give you up under somebody else's name, there is something that you can't change that, honey girl. You can't change that. So the thing that you need to do now that you're here, and we're so glad you're in the States, and we wish you could come visit all of us, is you're going to have to go slow and systematically. there's a chance down the line that maybe this will turn around. Start doing a little research. You can go to the city hall, get some records and that sort of thing. But there's a feeling that this person is not really ready to do this. And it has to be both people ready. It has to be both. You know, and if it hasn't worked on Facebook yet and you haven't gotten any response and you decided to come anyway, just get some more documentation under your belt so that you have more to go on. If you don't succeed right now, don't worry. It just feels that this birth mom gave you up under another name, and that is very painful. I know. I could cry for you right now. But you're better than all of that, and there will be a healing, and there will be a reckoning. But she may not be available yet. I'm very sorry. I mean, I can't. You know, I'm just the channel and the messenger when these things come through. And you know, the most important thing for anybody that's searching for someone, there's so much emotional investment, and rightly so, because it's so close to the heart and the bone and the flesh. But when we're dealing with other people and we don't know what's going on in their lives and we only have this little inner child blessed space that says, I need to know, and you've got to trust that. That's not a lie, Carol. That's not a lie at all, okay? It isn't. But it's got to be done in such a systematic way that you're covered. So in case, God forbid, anything happened, you've got what you need, and she'll come around hopefully one day. But it's very difficult because people are so, and rightly so, so emotional and grieving and feeling all of these things. And miracles happen all the time. You know, it's not that the door is closed, but it just may not be the right time. And I hope I'm wrong. You know, this is what's coming through in this immediate moment. Jethro, how about you?
I'm looking, and I apologize because it says that your name's not coming up, and I did use the full name plus the Western Australia, and Facebook is not showing me anything to look at your picture. I do see what Melissa's getting. I do feel that this person is very shaky. I feel like there's something that's gone on because of their relationship. I do see how by you two having some things together, we can do this, but I agree with Melissa. Get some of these other things. Definitely get me a picture because there's something more stronger there. From what we're picking up and resonating with the energy, that's what we're looking at. You know, Carol, we wish you the best. Send us a picture. We'll do some more work. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're on the case. Definitely, you're with the right psychic there on Facebook. I don't know if those of you know it, but Jen has solved some mysteries with some missing people there in Nevada. She's phenomenal. She's one of our rockers. She's our little totem girl reader that is wildest one. Speaking of wildest, we're going to be giving away some music by Linda Irwin tonight. So you guys stay tuned. We're going to grab a hold of some phones, and we're looking tonight to help the missing and the live and the lovers on Psychics Gone Wild. 405, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Welcome. This is Jethro Melissa. May we assist you with a reading?
Yes, I was wondering if you could
I'm so sorry. I can't hear you, and I don't know your name, baby girl.
My name is Rita.
Hi, Rita.
Hi.
Can you talk right into your phone a little bit more clearly, sweetheart?
Yes. Is this better?
Yeah, a little bit. How can we help you, Rita?
I was wondering if you could get anything from my son.
Can you be a little more specific?
Is he around?
Is this a friend who passed over?
My son.
Okay, you said it was a friend, and now you're asking for a son. You have to be really, really clear, Rita, when you come on air, because we have such limited time, and we want to really help you right off the get-go. So be very specific in your question.
I'm wondering if he's around. The signs I'm getting, is it him?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, he was one that was really into, like, different shapes of things. I keep seeing, I saw a tattoo.
Yes.
And he's telling me that he also is dealing with some other work with you, Rita, and that's part of why this energy is going with that. He's still there, and he says that you knew that there was other stuff happening around him, and he's going, isn't it funny now that I'm over here? He thinks it's a little, he's laughing a little bit that he's over there, and other things, what are they going to do? He's already gone. He's making little jokes about it.
In order for you to communicate more with him, Rita, keep letting go. As painful as it is, just keep letting go. let him go, let him cross, let him be, you know, in his new space so that you can receive a new relationship together. But the guidance that kept that, those words need to be your mantra. Let go. I let go with grace and ease. I let go with love and trust. And surround yourself with light. I'm seeing roses are being shown to me, which is always a beautiful sign of communication between spirit and this plane of consciousness. And to be patient in this. You have a tendency to want it to happen right away because there's some grieving that you haven't been able to complete, and that's understandable because that's personal. But just give yourself some time, give yourself some space, trust your intuition, know that he just keeps passing you roses, a rose. Rose mm-hmm. keeps coming.
Red.
He is holding the rose and giving it to you, one long stem, beautiful rose. So it's a white rose. Then there's a yellow rose. There's all kinds of roses. So roses are, you know, a magnificent, or Mother Mary, or whatever, you know, they're the highest, one of the highest forms of love as far as a communication is concerned. So ease up on yourself a lot more. Take it easy about wanting to communicate with him. He's got to get acclimated and adjusted, and he's doing it, and he wants you to just take it easy and keep letting go so he can communicate with you. And you do it in sacred space. Mm-hmm. Always do it in sacred space.
Mm-hmm. You okay, Rita? I know, and talk to me a little bit about these other ones. What's going on with the other people that he used to kind of watch after you with the other ones? There's something going on there where I feel like people are being pushy to you, or they're trying to get you to do stuff. Is there times that you're kind of getting, like, you're into stuff that's not really what you want to do, but you're doing it because of someone trying to pressure you?
Right. Staying in his memory.
And I got to tell you, having lose a child, this is the strongest thing of that. You knew it's your child. Don't you budge one bit. Because I'll tell you, the really strongest thing about it is that son, that child, that strength knows with you, especially a mother. And some of these people are potato heads. These people that are messing with you, they need to be rolled down there like a bowling ball. They're making me cranky. I can feel the energy with them. I can sense what they're doing. And I just feel like you put your thing up. This was your son. And you know. You are, like she said, and I love what you're acclimating. You've also got a part there that you're going to go out and do something for him. When she was talking about roses and stuff, I see a very positive thing of you going and maybe growing roses. He showed me like a kerchief, like he used to tie it something around his hair. There's something he used to do. He was kind of a bad boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, he said that this other situations was a little different with him. And he says that he knows that, like, you getting out a little bit with it and then maybe growing this or doing something with the rose. He says you're like the heart and the love of the rose. I kept seeing very strong things. At first I thought he was a biker, maybe a gang, something. He had other people. There was other people a little nervous of him. He was a bad boy. Yeah. We love with you, Rita. We hope we help you. Go to psychicsgonewild.com. Put in for the prizes. Thank you for calling in and letting us talk with you a little bit and share with some of your loved one on the other side.
Thanks so much. Both
Take
of
care,
you.
Rita.
Yes, we love you. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild, and we are wild. This is Jethro Melissa Berman. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. We're here to say
Wild Wednesday.
Wild Wednesday, yeah.
No. Oh.
And for those of you who haven't had this before, go in and try a time. There is a little bit of a fee for it, an email reading. If you haven't had the time or you're having a little bit, catch it, Psychics Gone Wild. You'll see the different ones that do it. I have to apologize to you. I don't do them anymore. Unfortunately, due to time and other things, I haven't done it. I am going to do a special. And next month, we're going Psychics Going to the Dogs. For all of you guys, be ready. If you want to help with it, I just adopted a rescue. His name is Marty. I love him dearly. He's my little Shih Tzu.
Oh,
oh God. He's in 4 days, he can, he does set. He goes ahead and does fetch. He also is learning now the stairs. I live in an upstairs, and he was scared, and in 4 days he's gotten very good, very strong. We've worked together. He loves snacks, and we joke very much teasing.
Oh, like
because,
father, like son.
Yeah, exactly. He took after me, and we love him. He's just part of the family. And so with this, I'm going to be working with it. All of you will be seeing pictures of all the Psychics Gone Wild family and all of our animals. animals and all of our pets, and we're going to be asking you guys to go out and do the rescue. I found out something here, and I'm going to be helping the EARS organization here in Florida. We've got other organizations in California, Nevada, to go and help these animals. They're a really good thing because if you look at it, the animals there, sometimes it doesn't work out, and they still are putting them down. It would be so much better to share your love. Whoever told you you can't buy love was crazy, because if you put a little bit of a finder fee or help one of these animals get neutered or even a haircut or whatever, that money is going to give you love. So you can buy love, and it's unconditional love. These animals are part of our earthling part. So Psyche's Gone Wild is going to the dogs, and that's what we're going to do. We had some other friends step up, and I haven't told everybody. This is the first time you're going to hear it, but most of the shows on Psyche's Gone Wild in August will be free for the hosts, because some of the friends said they wanted to help, and they're going to sponsor Wednesday as one of those shows. So you guys tune in. We will be talking about the animals, because those are the ones there, and they said that Melissa looked like the most loving, caring person that they knew. So August, one of the organizations is going to be stepping up for that. We have four organizations, so four nights they're picking.
So much. Oh, boy. Puppies, angels, kitty, puppies.
Well, and I think we should, Melissa, let's do it, and we'll have for our topic for that month of August, we'll bring in psychic animals, because I know of, like, you know, wouldn't it be perfect?
Yeah, because I do pet readings, too.
Do you? See, that's something new to learn. You do?
Yeah, I do, animal communication.
Excellent. I'm so impressed. And I think you had told me before, we've got so many things that me and we work with, and I apologize to you guys. Me and Melissa have so much in common as psychics. And I know a lot of you guys are waiting on the phone, but you got to wait, because what we're doing is we're getting you guys to know the psychic or the intuitive or the medium. And that way. Now, Melissa, I know that a lot of individuals swear and we had a very emotional couple months ago where the animal had went, and I had the person let the person go home and send the animal home, and they went ahead and sent the dog to the other side.
Yeah.
And remember how emotional we were. I do know that, Melissa, a lot of individuals right now are letting the animals stay there. I got a lot of flack over this, and I have a lot of people still that are saying, Jethro, but to me, I love my animals, and I know that they can come back and forth, but I want them to be free, and I honestly love everyone here, but when I pass, I want to be able to go free and be Aaron. I know the other side from being over there. What do you feel, Melissa? Do you think that I should have done that by letting that animal go, or should
I
have let her keep it?
No. I was in agreement with you at the time. We were both in agreement. Yes, no. Everybody has a soul mission, even puppies and kitties and everything. Look at me talking like, because I work with kids, puppies, kitties, and bunnies. But you know, that's what I'm saying. It you, that is that soul. Even though you travel in the same soul group, your puppy comes to you, usually part of your soul group of higher realms. Yes. Let them go so that they can visit you. You gotta let go. That's the hardest part for all of us. When the soul moves over to the next dimension of consciousness for that soul's path, we have to give them their space. That's unconditional love in its highest form, but we have to do our grieving in human form. That's part of our mission, and there's no formula for grieving, but we have to grieve in a way that is, the grief is the healing. The grief is the healing. It's not the punishment. It's the healing, and that takes work, and it takes time, and there's no formula for it. So, you know, you can't beat yourself up, and you can't, we go back and forth and all this stuff, but we have to keep, you know, ascending with those places that are calling. You know, this person has passed over, and, you know, they come and they visit, they're trying to test their electrical, you know, frequencies, because of a frequency, it's a frequency change. When we pass over, we change frequencies. So,
yes.
You know. All of that is very, very, you know, timely and important. So, yes, no, let go.
I still get emotional to this day we had a Cocker Spaniel named Dagwood, beautiful dog, and my oldest brother shared with him with me, and then my brother went to Vietnam, did very well, and actually when my brother was, he's the one that told me at home that my brother had been shot. My brother had a Purple Heart, my brother came through it, came back home. Later on in time, he was like 17 to 18 years old when Dagwood went over to the other side. Sadly, later on, my brother was hurt in something else, and when my brother was taken home, the dog came came to tell me that my brother had been shot again, and it was the most emotional. I was working in Sedona, and I kid you not, the people in the psychic place were going, and the owner told me, he goes, you can't have a dog up here. He goes, you know, Jethro, you've gotten out of shape because you really, you know, I know that you have your place, and I was very finicky about when I read. He goes, you've got a really good following, you're an excellent reader, but you can't have a dog. We already have a dog downstairs. And I said, I don't have a dog upstairs. I go, you know, was I making sounds? And I made a joke, and he goes, well, you've had a dog that's been looking for you. And I kid you guys not, I went outside, sat down on the porch, and this dog, I was, I looked, and there was Dagwood, and he was just, I could feel him psychically, always telepathically talk to me, and he was telling me that my brother had went home. And then I'm like, oh, no. And then within a couple of days, you know, everything went, and I found out with my big family that it was a very bad thing that happened. It's just like, you guys, those of you tuning in, it's the Psychic's Gone Wild. We are helping
glad
a lot.
Glad that you were in Sedona, though. I mean, because that elevated that energy. That's why he was able to come to you, and that elevated the energy so you could continue your work helping your brother there. Did
yes.
You? That there was yeah, just, yeah. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
And I've got so many of you guys, we know we're going to grab the phones. Don't get uptight if we don't grab you right away. It means that we still love you. So 310, you've been patient. You've heard all of our stuff. Let's
hello,
hear you.
Hello, hi, good evening.
Yes, how are you?
Hi, this is Lynn.
Great, Lynn, we welcome you. This is Jethro and Melissa. And would
hi,
you like
Jethro.
To ask a question?
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi. My question, do either one of you, do you feel or see me getting married anytime soon or at all?
Oh, that's so adorable. Anytime soon or at all? Well, you're such a free spirit, Lynn, that you're very free spirit. You're picky, which is great. And, you know, you want to have a couple of different suitors to make a, you know, to make a wish. Don't rush into anything that doesn't feel 100% ethical to you, that doesn't feel light enough for you. There'll be people around you that might try to, you know, almost con you a little bit in love, which is sick. But we know that that happens when we're working on our spiritual path as well. So you got to be very discreet and take your time, and marriage will be something that if you choose. It's not like something that's like a predestined, preordained.
Well,
it's
I like that you say if I choose, because, you know, I'm kind of like, do I really want to get married?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've been kind of going back and forth with
it doesn't
that.
Mean you don't have a healthy relationship, but there's no reason to. You've got your own stuff going, and, you know, be very careful. Be discerning.
Yeah.
Because you're like a hot ticket.
Yeah, they say yes, Lynn, and they said it's very much there. They're also telling me, the guys, that there's someone else asking. There's something else that's asking with your guides that they want to make sure that you find a person that gives too, because you're a giver. There's something about that you've been magnetizing men that are very self. Mine, like the little bird, mine, gimme. And they're like, no. And the angels are saying that, yes, there is. And they also are telling me, the angels, that there's been something that's went on for your energy now that your heart's more better, where before you were a little nervous of the opposite sex. I feel like you're shy, or there's a part
that's
of you that's
true. I was kind of like putting off the opposite sex, actually. I've been kind of in that direction for a little while. So, you know, I don't know what's going on right there, but
Mm-hmm. And I feel that you're getting to know part of what you, and Lynn, you're a loving person. I see the cute energy with you just rolling. It's like, here she goes. Here she's happy. Definitely put in. You know, listening to you remind me of that positive Linda Irwin's music, which we're going to be doing tonight. So we love you. I got to go do that because we just missed the spot, and I got to grab it. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Yes, so Melissa. God
you're
bless
welcome,
you.
Lynn.
You.
Take care.
Thanks.
Sure.
Tuning in, the guys, tonight, this is Psyche's Gone Wild with Melissa Berman and Jethro Smith. We are wild. August 20th, Ray Seti, phenomenal astrologer, psychic, fun man, going to be here. Be ready,
ooh,
you guys.
That's
all of
be
you
awesome.
New listeners.
Awesome.
August 20th, and he's here with me and Melissa, and we are going wild. I know a lot of you are going, Jethro, what happened? What has been going on with you guys? You guys are doing, we got a ton of you guys. We're giving you more information as you guys asked, and we're doing this because someone teased me a lot. They said, Jethro, you've always done the show. We used to get so much, and now all I do is I call in, and you're reading. We've got a lot of people, and we do a little readings, but what's more important is we also do this with you on a one-on-one. Make sure that you guys get in for this contest because I've got it. I printed it out. We did the computer, and it gave me Carlene Heller. You're the winner of Linda Irwin Music. It will be going to you here in Florida is where you are, and you will be receiving that in, it looks like, 2 to 3 days. So, yay, congratulations, Carlene. You rock. She's in the room tonight. Number 5, Carlene Heller. Congrats. And we love you. Remember, I had some of you guys tell me that they won something and they got it for the second time. And I said, what was it? It was a T-shirt. They got a Jan Bach Drakey T-shirt. If you've got it and you don't want it, send it back. I've got a ton of people. And then when I wrote you, you said, no, but that wasn't the problem. You wanted a third one, but you wanted one of Melissa Berman. Well, we're working on it. So Melissa, we tonight, remember that, Melissa, that we're going to get those out there because we have so many people. When you guys do buy the T-shirts, that does bring it down for us that are paying for the shows. So it's more fun, too, to put on the shirts. If you guys haven't looked on Facebook, Jan is modeling those outfits for us. She also has one of Jethro Smith. Makes me feel so proud. It made me cry that she has the crazy one. That attractive dancer. Speaking of, those of you who keep track of Psyche's Gone Wild, when we have those questions in Christmas time, the number one video was Melissa Berman with the puppets. The number one advertisement on Blog Talk Radio by far was Jan Bach Drakey with her attractive blue look that me and Linda Irwin made for her out of a computer picture of her. Adding to that, the number one highest rated Blog Talk Radio show of Psyche's Gone Wild is Jethro Smith and Linda Irwin. So keep track of those because when we play Psyche's Gone Wild poker and you've kept your stamps, you will be asked questions to see who the winner. If there's a tiebreaker and we have $300 to $500, that's what's going to come up for the prizes. You want to keep track of all this. I know that it's just endless information. I had a person tease me and said, what happened to the mermaid? Amy Kavanaugh is out there working wild and busy. We love her, and she'll be back on here. We do that periodically. We take little breaks. It's work. We've had a lot of you guys wait, and you've been very patient. Let's grab another one of those phones. It looks like tonight we have another. Boy, we got 310s. How are you, 310? What do you know, 310?
Hello.
Welcome to Psychic's Gone Wild. You are?
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. I was going hello for the other 310. I just wanted to make sure it was me.
Oh,
what's your
sorry.
Name?
Yeah, we have a
my name is Susan.
Hi,
thank
Susan.
You.
Hi. I was just curious if you guys pick up on whether or not you see me moving.
We're like in this like altered like limbo thing going, she doesn't really want to move, but does she want to
yeah.
move? Right?
Something's going on there. Something's happening with you. There's a wild energy, and I keep seeing that they're showing me like a snow plow or a shovel or something. I'm not sure what that has to do with it, but it looks like physically trying to clear your path of it. And you said move, and they keep telling me that there's other events that are blocking it or something. And it's funny you said that, Melissa, because, yeah, I feel like there's something there that's keeping you.
It's like you want to move, but you don't, and it's sort of like you're waiting, and it's not happening. And so there are other things that are trying to, I think, work out. From what's being shared, like behind the scenes, you know that old saying, you know, there's stuff that goes on behind the scenes before these things occur, and it's so hard to wait and be patient. But you have to really ask yourself, is this something you truly want? And that's where it's the hardest, because we don't always
right.
know. That we just don't
right.
always know. And so sometimes the best thing to do is just to lay low and, you know, keep checking all your options out and just
okay.
make the best of your time day to day, which is always challenging. And then there will be like a message for you. Something is going to come to you in some form that's going to give you that validation of your direction.
Okay.
But don't look for it. Just like do your thing, and it's going to just find you. You don't have to go look for anything. Just let it find you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in serious need of change. So
So mm-hmm. that's why I was asking. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And sometimes the movement that we do is more internal, as hard as that is. The movement, when we do the internal shift, and then other things just sort of look differently. So give yourself permission to just hang loose for right now and be in the moment more. And if you're comfortable with asking through prayer, do that too. You know, if you're not afraid to just call on your guide, it's not fear, but don't be afraid to ask for help.
Okay.
You know, you can tune into that, Susan, and ask them, look, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. I'm not even at a crossroads. I'm just stuck, and I need change, and I really give you guys, I give all of you, my beloved team, permission to intervene and send me messages, direct me, because I really need help. And it'll start to unfold a little bit, like peeling a layer, you know, a little bit at a time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome, Susan. Take care. All the best.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Those of you tuning in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. We're going to be giving away another prize. We just had a friend contact me and say, guess what? We've got some stuff here, Jethro. We'll give away another prize. So those of you tuning in, make sure that you go in and put in psychesgonewild.com. And before the end of this show, we'll give you another prize. So we're just having fun. I hope you guys love it. I love Linda's music. Linda rocks. Why don't you get Melissa and Linda together to do a musical chakra vibration that would raise the elevation for us? That's a good idea.
I just got chills on that, yeah.
We will do that. And you guys, I got to tease you. I'm so excited you wrote in. I have a friend of mine who just got me some equipment here where I can do that. Well, I will work with them and talk with the girls and we'll do this. And then we're going to have that in Christmas. You guys are so psychic because in Christmas we're going to have them on the Psychics Gone Wild. You can get a CD by Melissa or Linda. Let's do one together. And then that way you can get them right there with a PayPal button and I'll have them shipped out to you. So you're ahead of your time.
Ooh.
You're seeing the future. But Dean, you just got a buzz. We're on it. We're working with it. Those of you know, my lovely Kay and me have been putting our hours in. We've got some phenomenal stuff coming up. Psyche's Gone Wild, Gone Wilder. Remember, we go to the dogs in August, so put your forepaws out and grab a hold of us for that time. We love all of you. We've got so many callers we're trying to get to as quickly as we can. We love this. Remember, if you get in and you have a fun time, let us know on Psyche's Gone Wild. Or you get in and you're stressed because we what? The only way I can email you or do is if you get a hold of me at Psyche's Gone Wild. Please don't write me at Jethro Smith and complain that it wasn't free. That word's cute, but, you know, that guy named Bill keeps looking out of my mailbox, and he scares me. 313, we got a cheapin' bird going on. 313 just went, 313 went over the piece. Okay, how about 315, you were live. 315?
Hi, Jethro. This is Matt.
Nanette, and we just kicked 313. What did you do to 313?
I don't know.
Stop it. If you're going to be beating people up in the parking lot. God, uh-huh. You big bully. Just because you're a hairdresser, you always have to rip people around by the hair.
Work your hair. Work the room, Annette. Here we go.
There you go. Okay. Well, I don't know what to ask. I've had three questions going through my head tonight. How's that? But
313 came on at the same time. Are you back, 313?
Yes.
How you doing? We're good. Hang on. We'll get right with you next. I'm sorry. It kicked you and then it brought you back. I think they like to chew on you. So you must be a good
Okay. I'll hold on.
Hang on. We love you. And 313 is going to get back in too. Okay. Go ahead, Nanette. Sorry. I know you were a little pushy. You had to let them know they were okay.
Okay, hon. I was wondering if you could read my chakras because I got told today that there's a lot of blue around me, and I don't know if it's because I've been told I was a healer even by yourself or if it's because my body's healing. I'm kind of confused.
Yes, because I'm seeing a lot of green. As soon as you started talking with the blue and the green and yellow is what I was getting, green and yellow create blue. So the yellow is for the solar plexus chakra, and then the green is for healing and the heart chakra, and then the blue is the higher chakra, throat and above. So as far as reading your chakras are concerned, I'm just looking through your body, and it feels like your lower chakras need a little bit of work. It feels like, did you have anything with the bottom of your spine?
I have nerve damage in my back and my legs.
Okay.
And another person picked up something wrong in my torso, which I don't know about yet. But
okay,
because
what's showing is what's being revealed is just white bone. You know, just like the chakras are not even they're like to the side. So it's almost like the white of the spine and the bone and, you know, the pelvis and all that stuff, but it's the back. So you need to start visualizing, you need to do some meditating and visualize these chakras and their colors. Start eating foods to support each and every chakra. And you want to, for women, they spin to the left. So the root chakra spins red to the left, sacral chakra spins orange to the right, solar plexus chakra spins to the left, and so on, until you get all the way up. And then you're going to reverse it. Crown chakra, third eye, because you want to make sure it's balanced. And you stay with it until they're balanced. So you might want to do it lying down, putting on some nice music, and just breathing through them. You have to do this work. You can get a healer to work with you. You can get a healer to work with you with crystals and stones to jumpstart you, but your chakras need to go back. They've been pushed out, which is why you may be feeling a little wobbly now and then. So you just have to do the work, bring it back into alignment. And you know what, too, Annette, they have some really great meditation tapes that are just, you know, for balancing your chakras. So you might want to check those out, too. You can play those and have somebody talk you through it while you visualize it. That might be a really good place to start.
Okay. Well, thank
honey.
You,
yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Take good care. You, wear some comfortable shoes.
One of our past winners, Nanette. We love you. Remember to put in because you could still win again. We love you, and I'm glad you're blue. I worried. I know one time she was a little polka dotted when she called, and she was having another stress, and she got rid of that problem, and I'm so proud of her. She may have beat him a little bit, but she just washed that right out of her hair.
There you go.
Love you, Nanette. You know that. You're my Facebook friend, and I always do love you.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you. We are here, and we are wilder than they knew what was going on with you. Let's grab the next one up. We got an 813. That's a Tampa. I know that Florida number. 813. What are you doing, 813?
Hi, Jethro. It's Brenda.
Brenda, where you been?
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Good to
How are you?
Great.
Rock and roll, girl. How you doing?
I have a question since you were talking about missing persons.
Sure.
I have a brother that kind of left the family about 15 years ago. Can you get anything on
what's his name?
Okay? John.
Ugh. It just feels like an escape that happened with him. He had an escape. Was he doing anything to escape, like drugs or anything? Or it feels like he needed to escape. It's being yelled at me, escape, escape, escape.
I always felt there was kind of maybe mental illness. I'm not sure.
I feel that, and I feel like that where he is right now, unfortunately, I feel like that there's still a part of this other energy that he feels like that for his mental safety, he has to stay away from the family.
And he feels freer right now. There's red energy around it, though.
Yes.
What is
a bleeding heart energy around it.
Yes, I agree. I feel that very strong in that. Yes, I would like to say, Brenda, that I also feel that, you know, one of the energies there is to do, a lot of people pray for the intent and pray for the lost energies with it by doing like St. Joseph. You can pick it up on Google. But one of the prayers there is he works a lot with individuals who are going through that. I know a lot of times I've had friends who will, they give money here or they give things to people that are having stress like that, and they will give them, and that prayer for them, that intent also helps bring them back into the fold. I feel that, you know, he may not with your family, but I feel that at least he'll have, it's like he's more content out there running is what they're saying. Oh, Brenda, I have my heart and respect. I love you dearly. You called it in. We love you so much. You've got to come around more. I worry when I don't see you guys on the phone. I got to tell you, I don't know what, I've got this maternal side to me. It's like, where's our I'm like, I don't talk to them. And then they're like, we got to do more than an hour, and we're going to work that out right now with me. And
we have to call you Mama Jethro now? What?
Mama Jethro, she's come to tell
Mama
you.
Mama Jethro.
Yeah.
Besides your feed bag, we would have to have like a gingham apron that had deep pockets in it.
It is. Yeah. And you know what? You'll be so proud of me. I've ate oranges. I've ate cashews. I'm doing these for my snacks. But then I went and I got these bars, these variety bars, and I was doing that, and then
what's
all
a
of a sudden,
variety bar?
It said it was very healthy. It's like this, you know, like Cliff Bar or something. It's supposed to be all
oh,
natural.
Okay.
And they were all teasing me here with the last, I've been doing this for like the last couple of days. And then when I'm coming on the show with you, I turned around today, opened up the fridge. There was a Kit Kat and a Snickers that hadn't seen me. I had to eat them. And then I realized.
That was your variety pack. I'm thinking you've got Mars bars, Snickers, Kit Kat. We know you,
you know,
Mama Jethro.
It is. I love to eat. We love you, Brenda. We got to go ahead and get our friend. I think
Take
this
care,
is
Brenda.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for the information.
You're welcome, love.
Yeah. Loving with all of our friends calling in. We missed this person in early. I know a lot of you calling in. We're trying to get to as many we can. 313, we got you back. That bird keeps yelling at me. Can you
Yay.
Hear
yeah, the bird. Hi, how are you? My name is Sherelle.
Hi, Sherelle.
Okay, I'm going to make this quick because I want you to get to your other callers, okay? My Thank question you. Is, I knew this guy named Sam from About Me.
Say that again.
How does the guy named Sam feel about me?
Oh, Sam. Mm-hmm. I thought you said Stanford, and I was like, what? Wait.
No.
Yeah, he likes to he likes to tease you a lot, and he's kind of got you spinning. It feels like you're spinning, and then sometimes you feel like you're in a bird cage trying to get out and fly.
Yeah.
For coughing. So it's a question of not how he feels about you, but how do you feel about him?
It's unbalanced. Little mm-hmm. bit between us.
Yeah.
Real unbalanced.
Mm-hmm. So that's
what
you've got to tune into. It doesn't matter what he feels about you because he's causing this to make you feel this way. So okay, this is, now people are going to be, oh, we can't blame other people. That's not what I'm doing, guys.
those emails,
but
girl.
It's true. No, it's like, his presence, the way he approaches, the way he does business, is this, and it's knocking you around, and it's not knocking you around in a way that makes you feel like all princessy and, you know, in a cloud and Cinderella. It's making you feel dark, and it's making you feel grave-like cemetery energy. So it's kind of like you're the one that has to decide, do you want to feel this way? Do I really want to feel? It doesn't mean that another person won't come around, okay? It
No.
just means that if you don't want to feel this way, you need to own that. Because you're going to continue
okay.
to feel this way with him. That's just who he is, Mr. Sam.
So is that when I will, you know, when I will hear from him soon? When I'm going to see or hear from him?
Hmm. He's waiting for you to contact him, isn't he? He's playing you. Jethro, go. You got something to say, Mama Jethro. I can feel you talking. Go,
I see those wolf eyes sitting over there by the tree waiting for you and me. Yeah, I do. Yep. We love with you, Sherelle. We got to roll. We got some ones here. Thank you for calling in. We always have the most fun with these friends, and we love it. They're teasing with those wolf eyes watching that girl. Those of you tuning in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild with Melissa and Jethro. We're having a blast, and I hope you are too. We do love having everybody come on. The most fun that we've had recently was teasing you, so I hope you're in the mood. 603, you got in. How are you doing, 603? Oh, you sleep in 603? Somebody's actually snoring. 603, wake up. Come to the party. Okay. They're night-night, so I don't want to ever scare someone. You waited for 40 minutes. It's too long. 951, how you doing, 951? How about you coming into this show? That's funny. I'm going to always remember that. 951, would you like to have some fun?
Hello?
Yeah,
yes.
Welcome. You stayed awake.
Hi, how are you guys?
Wonderful. I got the 603's phone number. I'm going to call him up later and just leave a random cranky note just to see why you call my show and go to sleep, baby. I know. Okay.
My name is Carly, and I was just wondering, I'm making a career move right now, and I was just wondering if it's the right thing to do.
Excellent, Carly. Oh, man. Oh. What are you getting, Melissa? Can you feel her energy? Ooh.
Is that good or bad?
It's like a lot of intensity, and I feel like the move is something that's needed, but the guys are also telling me that you've got somebody giving you the wolf eyes too. They're showing something with this love over here. This person's trying to do something or trying to handle it, and you're doing some things like, I feel like you're kind of tap dancing a little bit on the work to make sure that you're getting everything handled.
Yes, that's exactly it right now. The job I'm at right now, it's just an unhappy place. There's a lot of negativity there, but I want to make sure it's handled before I leave, and I just want to make sure it's the right thing I do leaving.
Mm.
Yeah, well, once you get one thing set up, then you can leave. You know, get your ducks in a row so that you feel you can leave free and clear.
That's what I'm trying to do. I just want to make sure I'm doing the right thing by leaving.
Only if your ducks are lined up. You don't want to leave without having something else right now, because you would feel too empty. You would feel too much of a loss because, you know, even though it's horrible there and it's sticky there, you definitely have your place there. So you just hang tight with that. And is your name Carly?
Yes, Carly.
Oh, good. Okay, good. you just want to make sure that you've got everything lined up. Don't tell anybody your business either, okay? This has got to be like top secret mission for you,
yeah.
So that when you cut those ties when you go, that's what you need.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. I actually do have another job lined up. I start on Monday.
Ooh la la!
I'm so proud of you. I love it. And that you have the coolest energy. I have some Carlys in my family. I have a she was actually my son's babysitter, and she's now my daughter. I adopted her because she's just adorable. And she's like in her 20s. And you come into my life. I have a Carly as a client. I can say confidential. Whenever a Carly and the energy comes in, you guys, that's why I was feeling the energy, and I laugh. It's a positive energy, but you have that strength. You really came self-sufficient, and I can feel that with your energy. And I love people who name their children Carly. It's like there's an energy that comes with it that you're like, you know, I'm coming in, I'm kind of resting you guys' boat. I see you kind of kicking somebody a little mud on them. Go, okay, you ready? Well, I'm over here now. I'm tired of you. And it's like if people mess with you, you have a way of just coming back and going, na, 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 see what I did, success elsewhere, ha-ha. And I feel that's what's happening. I feel that you're getting over there. And I love when Melissa said get your ducks in a row because your guys were like, we're going to do duck, duck, goose now. It's like, okay. So I'm feeling you're doing it. You are with it. We love you, and thank you for tuning in, Carly. It's nice to have met you.
Thank you. It was nice to meet you guys, too.
All the best, Carly. Go get them, girl.
We'll go. We are wild, and we still got time for one more. Remember, we only
wild
got 3
Wednesday.
Minutes, you guys. So Wild Wednesday, 917. Let's see your question before they throw us out the door.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. I wasn't sure whether I was the right person you were trying to reach, and I'm not snoring. My question has to do with...
What's your name?
Oh, Ellen.
Ellen. Hi, Ellen.
Hi. Career question. Do you see a move coming up anytime soon? I'd love to change jobs.
You're not talking relocation, though, are you, or are you?
I wouldn't mind if that happened.
Okay.
But at least a job change. But if it involved moving, that would be cool, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're kind of like complacent where you are. It's like easy, you get it, it's all those things. And then there's this, you know, you're the adventurous that needs to go travel a little bit and needs to meet other people, and that's where it's stagnant. The people are kind of stuck. They're in a rut. You're not. And so you're like, you know, dotting your I's and crossing your T's and putting the push pins in the board and whatever you need to do, and it's just not challenging enough for you right now. However, what's being shared by your team is that you need to lay low a little bit longer and check out as many options as you can. But right now, you're okay there until something comes along that you're going to research about, is what's being shared. You need to stay where you are until you got to do a little bit more research.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my job is secure, but I am looking for something more interesting.
Exactly. Yes, Pinterest came up. It's like putting the pins on the board, and it's like that was your guide showing you putting notes on the board, you know, and they said Pinterest, you know, which is like where people post pictures and stuff. So that was kind of a play on words. That's kind of, your guides have a great sense of humor. Jethro, what say you, Mama Jethro?
Mama Jethro's teasing 603. You came back. You stopped. I think you woke up. I'm sorry we put you to sleep. I know we try real hard. But I feel the same way, and I agree, and I'm feeling such a positive energy with you. They're showing me something a little different here. They're showing me that there's something else that's going to come really strong here with some other people. I feel like that some of your friends or some of the other individuals are bringing something. I feel like this is a very good positive feeling. You have more people that love you than you realize. Sometimes you're a little hard on yourself is what they're telling me.
Oh. Well, it's always good to know that people love me and I don't realize it. That's nice to know.
I feel you're a really good person. I love you for tuning in. I'm sorry. I went to joke about kicking us out the door, and they literally did. I had to just sign back into my show, so I got part of it. Then I get all I'm seeing with you is this real pretty energy, and I'm seeing the guide say that now the strength's happening for you.
Thank you so much, Jethro, and I appreciate you got into the show to give me that.
We love it. You call back in. We've got to get a hold of us to get on Psyche's Gone Wild. I feel like later you'll probably be on the show. There's abilities you have that are coming to light.
Okay.
Ooh,
I'll
Ellen. Woo!
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome.
Good night. We love all of you guys tuning in. Remember that if you're having one of those wild nights, then get with us because we're the ones to be with. I got to tease a couple of you. I love the licorice, Linda. Thank you for the present. Those of you tuning in, this has been Psyche's Gone Wild. Get a hold of us at psychesgonewild.com for that full reading. Melissa, tell them something before they push us finally out the door.
Well, just be careful this week. There's a lot of commotion going on with the planets going crazy. Uranus just went retrograde. Saturn just went direct. Mars is getting ready to go into Scorpio. Be careful. Doesn't mean you have to walk on eggshells and be afraid. Just honor yourself. Take good care, guys. We love you so much. We'll see you next week.
Take care. Blessings.